Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's Tuesday. That means we'll do a little real or fake. If you don't know how this segment works, I read a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. You can give your reasoning, text in, or hit us up on YouTube and Twitch like many do. As we look at this, if it's real or fake, a little real or fake. Let's start with the Texans here. C.J. Stroud will be a serious MVP candidate this year.
God bless, brother.
For the Texans, real or fake?
Oh, wow. Fake. Yeah,
fake.
Mm. You are fake news.
Fake. Yeah, I'm going fake on that. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Real or fake, Tyler? C.J. Stroud will be a serious MVP candidate this year.
I so very badly want to say real.
Well, what's holding you back?
The entirety of last football season.
Okay.
Wow. So I'm going to go with fake. I really wanted to say real because I think he's got it in him, but there's just too many factors we don't know about and a new offense in town. Yeah, fake.
Yeah, look, here's the deal.
That was well said.
Here's the deal.
Factors that we don't know.
That's it.
Text line coming through with real.
There's too much unknown. There's too much unknown on the offensive side of the football. It is clear what they did on defense. They added some game changers. It is absolutely clear what they did on defense. We don't know what they've done on offense yet. We'll see exactly what that looks like. I think this is a run-heavy defensive football approach. Keep things simple offensively. Run the football effectively. Don't turn it over. Let's play great defense and win games that way. I don't think anybody's going to be taken aback by 8 or 9, 10 wins in this division. Like that, there was that first year jumping on the scene, pulling this franchise out of dysfunction into, hey, man, they're going to win a division and they're winning some. I mean, this is the real deal. He's having an unbelievable season.
The arrow's pointed up.
That shock is behind us. So I just. You couple that with how much unknown is out there in the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, I can't. It's fake.
Yeah, is it real or fake for you, Ryan?
I'm gonna say fake. I think he is going to have closer to year one type of a year. I think he puts up a season much closer to that. But I think you have got to. One, either be a rookie like he was, and then maybe you don't have to win as many games, or you have to win a certain amount of games, Clint. I think you've got to be a 1 or a 2 seed like Josh was, or like Lamar has been. And I don't know if the Texans team is going to win enough games, right? And I do think they probably are going to try to run the ball more, so I don't know if he is going to have the gaudy numbers potentially. I think he's going to be more closer, as I said, to year one, but I just don't think the Texans are going to win. I think you got to win 12 something games to put yourself in that space, because that's the other big part of it. Like, you know, Mahomes won 15 games last year. They had the best record. He finished like seventh, you know, in the MVP
race.
So I think you got to win enough games. So I think he's going to play really well. If they win 12 games, I think it's a real serious thing. It's just I'm having a hard time getting to them being able to do that. So I'm going to go with you and say fake. Text line coming through with different thoughts. Second year in the system, I say real. Sorry, boys, going to miss y'all on Thursday. Shoulder surgery, I'll be back Friday. Well, we'll miss you too. I guess that's real for you. Real or fake? Kevin Durant will play 60-plus games this season. Real or fake?
It's a big number. Yeah, I think
he played 62 this past year.
I think it's real.
Is this real?
He had zero reason to play 60-plus games last year and did it. He has plenty of reason with this young team around
him.
And
I'm pretty good, Clint. He just missed the last 15. Something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go real on this one. I think KD again. You know, I know there's some like a reputation out there, if you will, fair or foul. But I think KD recognizes I got a young group around me. We got to create the chemistry. I've only got a handful of years left. I've got to go get it while I can. I think he plays 60 plus games. So I think it's real.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real too. Now I think, but I think they're going to take care of him, and I think it will be smart, because we know why they brought KD here. They brought KD here for April, May, June, hopefully playing all the way through in that time. I don't think he'll play very many back to backs, and I think there'll just be some rest moments. He's got to hopefully not completely like this, but there's a bit of a Jordan in, like, hey man, he's probably gonna miss a couple of games anyway, unplanned. But also, I think some fans may not realize this, that like they're going to have to sit him, because he's a guy that wants to play all the time every day, and they're going to have to sit him and do that. Like I said,
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rolled his ankle really bad last year. And he went ahead and missed the final 15 because the Suns weren't going anywhere, and he missed the final 15. He had played up to 62 up to that point and then missed the final game. So, but I do think he goes 60-plus. Tyler, real or fake? He plays 60-plus games.
Yeah, I'm going to go with real, just with fingers and toes crossed that everything keeps moving in the same direction with him going over that 60 number the last two seasons. He had quite a stretch there a few years before the last 2 years where he didn't make it to 60, not even close with some of them. But the last two seasons, he's eclipsed that. Hope for a third in a row from KD.
Kick Rock says fake. If he plays 65 to 70, I can live with that.
Is this real?
50 to 55, I'm going to be pissed. I'll be honest with you. I'd be fine with 55 as long as like he was right to get to that point. So yeah, there it is with KD. Real or fake? Spencer Arrighetti will start a playoff game this year for the Astros. Real or fake, Tyler? Spencer Arrighetti will start a playoff game for the Astros this year.
Ooh, I'm going to actually go with fake here. Not that we don't see a return of young Spence, but I think it's going to come later than anyone wanted or thought, and Spencer Arrighetti would be doing some sort of kind of bullpen work in October if that were the case, if he were available and had an arm that was working. So I'm going to go with fake.
I'm going to tell you, if playing long toss in left field during the Mariners' batting practice takes Spencer Arrighetti out for the year ultimately,
it's not ideal.
Where he's not pitching in the playoffs, I'm going to be irate.
Yep.
So, no, I'm going fake. No, what was it?
You're going real.
I'm going real. I think he does start, yes. Yeah.
I'm going to say fake just because I don't think it's going to be that he is not capable of being able to pitch. I think it's going to be because I think Lance has probably put himself in a position where he is going to go ahead of him, and I think they probably use three starters.
Mm.
If there's a point where they use four, then maybe. But I think Lance is going to be the one at the end of the year. We think, all right, how many starters are they going to use in series? We know Hunter and we know Framber going. Who's going to be the third? I think the third will be Lance, and then I think it just flips back over. So mine isn't because I think he's still hurt. I don't think that is the case. Mine is due to, I think Lance passes him up. Finally, real or fake, I routinely get 8 hours of sleep at night.
Fake as hell.
Not a shred of truth. That is very fake.
I can't remember the last time I've done it.
You are fake news.
I can't do it on vacation. Aruba didn't do it. And I had nowhere to be. I cannot remember the last time I've slept in that bed for 8 hours.
Well, go home tonight and get your ass in bed. It's not going to happen on the backside of it. You're not going to sleep longer.
I get it on the weekend.
In the morning, like sleep later in the morning, you got to get in that bed earlier. Get in that bed. Telling you. When you get done with your little deal, your little foolish club deal tonight, get your ass in that bed. That's the deal. Get straight off that, go to bed. Clint, you get eight.
Clint, there was a real time where I could bang this thing out to 10.
I can get 10 hours.
11, I could sleep till noon.
I think I slept 15 hours last Saturday.
Well, I can't.
I'd call that a coma.
I literally can't.
Well,
you can
and you need to.
Got
to
practice, man.
I'm talking about being healthy and taking care of yourself.
No, I'd probably get 5.
That's a crying ass shame.
Pop you an Advil PM, man. Get some
under,
Z's.
Under six, easy. Under six.
Man, get you. Let's start with 7.
What do y'all really average, per any given night? How many hours of sleep?
I'm telling you, I probably, what I do. Last night, I went to bed about 12:45. No, that's a lot.
What'd you do till 1 o'clock?
12:45.
Party, baby.
I was watching Stick. I was watching old Stick, watching the show on Apple TV. Owen Wilson, shout out to it. It's a good show.
Wow.
Doing some work for the show. Topic thoughts.
Wow.
Till about 1. And then I got up, had to get breakfast going about 6:30.
Yeah, you're burning the candle at both ends. You're going to pay for it at some point.
Yeah. Someone texted in, Ron, you're a horrible liar. You don't sleep that much. I mean, what? You think I sleep 3?
You're a father of 3 with a full-time gig. You should be in bed before 1 o'clock in the morning.
I should be.
That's just the reality of it.
Yeah. 1's pretty bad.
It's terrible.
It's
especially when you've been thinking about it for a couple weeks.
I have been.
I know you have.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.